In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So just a few words, obviously, on this glorious feast day of St. Joseph. So we know St. Joseph is the patron of the universal church, and so he has that because of his being a protector. Not only did he obviously protect the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord, and was given his tasks to watch over them, to protect them, but he's also been given by the church to be the protector of the whole church, the universal church. That is because St. Joseph is a pillar. We refer to him as the pillar of families. We see what the church has given to St. Joseph and asking of him, starting off, obviously, protecting the Holy Family, guiding the Holy Family. But then even after that, we see how the church asks of St. Joseph to continue to watch over the church, to protect the church. I think in this time period, you know, as we prepare for Holy Week, you know, we're in Passiontide now. You know, the focus for us comes to, you know, our Lord's sufferings, his passion, and his death. But I think also we can look to the example of St. Joseph. And I think that's where also when we look at St. Joseph, yes, we see him as protector of the Holy Family. We see him as the patron of the universal church. But then we also look to him as the virtues that he practiced. And that's where a lot of times we talk about St. Joseph being a man of few words. There's nothing really recorded of him in sacred scripture. We don't know the words that St. Joseph gave. But I think that's where then also we can step back and look at truly that silence of listening to God's will, the silence that he had, and I think that's the peace that he had, the peace of soul that we all strive for. But I would say also the reflection for us in this time period of Lent, that through the silence that we have, that it gives us the opportunity to hear the voice of God, to listen to Almighty God. I mean, granted, maybe we're not going to be like St. Joseph and have an angel appear to us to tell us certain things. But all of us need to follow Almighty God. I mean, all of us have that obligation, whatever we're called to. All of us will need to listen to God. And we listen through our prayer life. We listen through our superiors. We listen through our parents. We listen through the things we read. So many different things come to us that we can say is the voice of God. And that is where we need that silence. We need that help to understand that. And that is where St. Joseph becomes such a great model for all of us, a great example, that we look to St. Joseph to help all of us in listening to God's will, in listening to what God wants from each and every one of us. And I think that's a beautiful thing for us to reflect as we go into, you know, what is called Passiontide. We entered into it yesterday. These 2 weeks, two most important weeks of our calendar, the church's calendar, that through these 2 weeks, it helps us to try to be ready for the great feast of Easter. We celebrate that feast, the resurrection of our Lord. And so through this time period, through the 4 weeks that we've already spent in Lent, we tried to make our sacrifices, we tried to do our little offerings, maybe do extra things. But now is the time for us to focus these next 2 weeks. Because as I say, they're the most important of our calendar, the church's calendar, to help us to be ready for the feast of Easter. And so the church gives us St. Joseph during this time period to help us, to look to as a model, as I say. He is such a model for us. And we see how the church uses that. God gave him his most valuable things, the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord, for him to watch over. And then he also, after that, he gives to St. Joseph to watch over the church, Holy Mother of the Church, which is given to us to help us to get to heaven. And so that's why this feast day is, in a sense, so glorious for us. Amidst Lent, the sacrifices, the penances, yes, we look to St. Joseph to help us, to listen to God, to hear God, to be obedient to that will. And that's something that you see with St. Joseph. Yes, he was a man of few words, but he didn't question what was asked of him either. Almighty God asked of him, okay, move the family, go to Egypt, because there is a danger to the child. And St. Joseph immediately goes. And so I think that's something for us to try to take in, to see that example of St. Joseph. His obedience to the divine will, and then also just his silence that he had, being able to listen. And I think that's lost in our modern world. There's so much noise around us. There's so much things going on. But it's good for us just to kind of step back from things and to have that chance to be silent, to listen. Too often, there's so many times we talk, just to be able to listen. To hear God speak to our soul. And God will. God speaks to all of us. And I think that's where we have to try to then to follow that example of St. Joseph, to listen. And so take advantage of this day to pray to St. Joseph. It's interesting to see that the church allows, even during Passiontide, that St. Joseph could be his statue or image could be uncovered for that. That's why you have that off to the side. It is because the church shows how important he is to Holy Mother the Church. And so do go to St. Joseph. We have that from St. Teresa of Avila, her famous go to St. Joseph. You know, for her, she had mentioned that he had never let her down. When she asked for prayers, she asked for things from St. Joseph, he always came through for her. So I think it's a good way for us to follow, to ask St. Joseph to help us to be obedient, to help us to do God's will, to help us to listen to God. All of us need to listen. So he gives us that example. So do pray to St. Joseph today. Pray and ask to help you to be prepared for the great feast of Easter. You know, to prepare your soul well for that these last 2 weeks, to really try to spend them in a time of silence and prayer so that you can gain all the graces that God has in store for you. St. Joseph is a pillar for us to kind of lean upon. So ask for that help from St. Joseph. And as St. Teresa says, go to Joseph. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.